This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سبحان الله, night number 29 and very likely the last night of Ramadan for this year and who knows if it will be our last Ramadan may Allah accept it and grant us many many more Ameen and as we wind down, not the last days, the last few hours of Ramadan. Remember, as we mentioned yesterday, the Nabi says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ And he mentions a man who lived his whole life on the way to Jahannam. And then right before he died, he did deeds like the people of Jannah, and Allah entered him into Jannah. And so how we end the deed, how we end the month of Ramadan is so important. And so inshallah, this is an odd night, which coincides with Laylatul Jumu'ah, which is the last night of Ramadan, and you ask yourself, will I get another night like this? The night in which the doors of Jannah open. It's only open during Ramadan and the day of Qiyamah for the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the time when Allah forgives like no other time. And so if we have yet to get the full benefit of the month, we end off on a high and we put all our hopes and our efforts and we make our, you know, this last few hours to make it as much as we can. May Allah accept from us. Ameen. And the series, subhanAllah, we also come to a conclusion of the series of Qiyamah. And we're speaking about Jannah and getting to Jannah. And you will, alhamdulillah, one of the greatest blessings of Jannah is that you will be with those whom you love in Jannah. A Bedouin comes to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he asks the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when is Qiyamah? When is Qiyamah? And many of them ask questions like that. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? I'm not going to tell you when it is, but are you ready for it? So the man says, I haven't prepared for myself much of salah or fasting. I haven't done too many good deeds. But what I have prepared and what I can tell you for sure is that I genuinely love Allah and I love His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Nabi says, then you will be with the ones whom you love. In Jannah, you will be with the ones that you love. And so Anas, the one who narrates the hadith, Anas was that young boy. He said, nothing, there was no hadith, there was no moment that gave us more happiness than this hadith. Because Anas is saying, I know, I'm not of the caliber of Abu Bakr. I know, I'm not of the caliber of Sayyidina Umar and the Anbiya. I will never get there. But if I genuinely love Allah and His Rasul, then obviously you will get not only Jannah, but you will get to be with them in Jannah, subhanAllah. And so Anas said, this is his favorite hadith. Similarly, Thawban radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi, who was also once a slave of the Nabi Sallam, and then the Prophet Sallam freed him. He used to love visiting the Nabi Sallam. And he would go away and then he'll become agitated and he'll feel sad and then he'll come back. And the Nabi saw him like this and saw him a bit distressed. And so the Nabi asked him, Thawban, what's wrong with you? And so he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm not sick or anything like that. But, and look at his thinking, he says, Ya Rasulullah, here in the dunya, when I am with you, I'm so happy. And after I'm away from you for a little bit, I become agitated and nervous. And then I thought, what about Qiyamah? Even if I am lucky enough to enter Jannah, I know I will not get to Firdaus where you are. So I will be cut off from you. And how am I going to survive eternity? Look at him, he's saying, I'm not worried about Jannah. I'm not worried about the Hurul Ain and all of that. I feel if I'm in Jannah and I can't be with you every single day, then I am going to be unhappy. And before the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could respond, and this is the ayah that we recite, وَمَنْ يُتْعَلَى وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ Allah says that whoever obeys Allah and the Rasul, whoever is true to his iman, then he will be with those who Allah has blessed of the Nabis and the Siddiqs. And the shuhada and the martyrs was salihin and the good people wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Allah responded to Thawban that if you are true, you will be with them. And so subhanAllah, we're going to recite some verses of Jannah and Jahannam to remind us about this long series before we get to the pinnacle of Jannah. And also, when we talk about the pinnacle of Jannah, yes, it's great and grand, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not demanded from us that which is not beyond us to achieve. to get Jannah, all these blessings of Jannah. Look in this simple hadith. A Bedouin again, he says to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "O Muhammad, tell me what I should do to enter Jannah." And the Bedouin said, but very direct, "Tell me what I must do to get to Jannah." So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, "You must worship Allah and never commit shirk with him. And you must perform your salah and give your charity and fast the month of Ramadan." This was before Hajj, and Hajj obviously was added to it. The man said, "But I swear by Allah, I will not do anything less than this, and I will not add anything more than this. I must only make 5 salah, only 5, not anything more. Ramadan fasting only, don't ask me anything more. Zakah only that I can afford, and Hajj, and make no shirk." And so the Nabi so the man said, "I will make nothing more and nothing less." So he left. Listen to what the Nabi says. When the man left, the Nabi said to the Sahaba, "If you want to see a person who's going to Jannah, look at this man. Look at this man. He's guaranteed Jannah if he does what he says." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Jannah accessible to everybody. Yes, they are Anbiya, but Allah has made it accessible for all of us. And so as we conclude in the series, we go through a few of the ayat in Surah Rahman and Surah Waqia to make us reflect. And this is where we mention the scenes of Qiyamah. And Allah always contrasts Jannah and Jahannam. So it's not just Jahannam and punishment. Next to it will be the reward. And that's the beauty of it. You can either have A, B, or C. It's up to you. And that's why when you make salah, you think about these. Your life and your future is in your hands. What you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best. Allah says, "Kullu man alayha fan." In the middle of Surah Rahman, Allah says, "Kullu man alayha fan." That everything in creation, or all that on earth, will come to an end. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The only thing that will remain is the majestic face of Allah, full of grandeur. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the signs or the favors of your Lord would you, O man and jinn, deny? يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens and the earth make dua to Allah, depend on Allah. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing something to bring about in administering the affairs of the universe. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So which of the signs of your Lord would you both deny? سَنَفْرَغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّ الثَّقَلَانِ. We will soon attend to you for judgment, O man and jinn. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. O people, O man and jinn, if you can try and flee مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ, if you try to flee through the samawat وَالْأَرْضِ, فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُوا إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. You cannot escape through anyway except with our permission. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. يُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ شُوَاذٌ مِنْ نَارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانِ. If you would try to flee, flames will chase you and molten copper will be sent against you, so you will not be able to defend yourself against Allah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. How terrible will it be when the heavens will be split apart and it will become like a rose, red and burnt. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يَسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبٍ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. On that day, on Qiyamah, there will be no need for any human or jinn to be asked about. All of them will be asked about their sins. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. يَعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. The wicked will be known and be recognized by their appearance, and they'll be grabbed by their feet and their forelocks. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ. This is Jahannam. الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That you, the wicked, had denied. يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آن. You will alternate between burning flames and boiling water. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. But as for those who have taqwa and are conscious of Allah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. ذَوَاتٌ أَفْنَانِ. They will be in lush gardens with full of trees and branches. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهَا عَيْنٌ تَجْرِيَانِ. You will have gushing springs. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. You will have every kind of fruit or whatever you want in terms of eating. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَىٰ فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبْرَقٍ. You, the believers, will recline on furnished couches or thrones, the inner which is lined with silk. And they would have their fruits close by at hand's length. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنْ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. They will have in those gardens maidens, beautiful maidens, were their eyes restrained. We said that yesterday. Why are the eyes of the Hurul Ain downcast? Because they don't want to look at anything besides their husband. No man or jinn has even seen them or touched them. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ كَأَنَّهُمُ الْيَاكُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ These maidens are like pearls, perfectly polished, and rubies and coral. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا إِحْسَانِ Allah says, do I not reward that good that you do with that which is best? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَمِنْ دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ And as for those who didn't reach that high level, below that will also be two gardens. مُدْهَامَتَانِ They will be in lush greenness. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِمَا عَيْنٍ نَضَّاخَتَانِ The springs will be bubbling. And so now you look at, and this is the contrast. Let's pause here for a minute. Allah said to the people of Jahannam, you will alternate between fire and boiling water. And those closest to Allah, you will have running rivers through your gardens. And for those who are in the lower parts of Jannah, you will have springs that are bubbling. People of Jahannam, you will get zakum to eat. People of the highest Jannah, you will have whatever your heart desires. People of the lower Jannahs, you will have fruits and meat, and Allah gives you a list and whatever you want. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهَا فَاكِيَةٌ وَنَخْلٌ وَرُمَّانٌ So Allah lists here. And again, it's subtle. For the people of the higher Jannah, Allah says whatever they want. For the lower Jannah, Allah gives you a list. You will have fruits and dates and pomegranates. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ فِيهِنَّ خَيْرَاتٌ حِسَانٌ And they will also have wives that are pleasant. حِسَان here means good-mannered. They are to spend time with them and talking to them. They bring you happiness in your heart. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ خُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتُ فِي الْخِيَامِ These maidens with these gorgeous eyes, they will be in a special pavilion. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ لَمْ يَتْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانِ No man, no jinn has even touched them or looked upon them. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ مُتَّقِئِينَ عَلَى رَفْرَفٍ خُدْرٍ وَعَبْقَرٍ حِسَانٍ All the believers will be reclining on their thrones and on their couches. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ تَبَارَكَ اسْمَ رَبُّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ So Allah mentions in Surah Rahman three types of people. The people of Jahannam and those who are on the highest levels of Jannah and those who get the middle. And there is no low part of Jannah. And similarly, in more explicitly, in Surah Waqia, Allah says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا There are three types of people. أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ The people on the right side, وَمَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ And who are they? وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ And the people on the left, and who are the أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ وَالسَّابِكُونَ السَّابِكُونَ And the ones who are closest to Allah. السَّابِكُونَ السَّابِكُونَ Those who are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ They are near to Allah. فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ They are in the eternal Jannah of delight. ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ There will be many of them from the early generations. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ But only a few of the later generations, of the later ummah, will be amongst that elite people. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْدُونَ That they will be reclining again in their shade. مُتَّقِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ And that they would encounter one another and they would speak to each other. يَتُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ They would be eternal young boys walking, what is this? Little servants, little boys of Jannah, they will constantly be around them to serve them with cups and drinks. بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيكَ And what the ulama mentioned here, there are springs of khamr, springs of milk, springs of this. But these extra drinks, the ones, you know, they need a barista to mix them. So these small boys will go and mix different cocktails from the different rivers and they come and bring you that drink. وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينَ And these beautiful cups and jugs, لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ That you will not get any headache or drunkenness from this drink. وَفَاكِيَةٍ مِّمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ And whichever kind of fruit that your heart could imagine. وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ And the meat of birds, so you will have birds flying in Jannah, and those are meant for eating, some will be meant for singing, some will be meant to look at, some will be meant for eating, and you looked at the bird, and if you imagined it, it would fly to you, and it would be ready. وَحُورٌ عِينَ And of course, the ladies of Jannah, كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ Like pearls, al-maknoon, preserved, perfect pearls, perfectly polished, جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ This is the reward for what you used to do, for your qiyam, for your siyam, this is what you're going to get. وَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا They will not hear any noise or sounds which will make you unhappy. There's no sound in there that is negative. Illa qilan salaman salama. They'll only hear the pleasant sounds of salam, peace be upon you. Constantly, they are being told that you are in a place of happiness. Wa ashabul yameen. As for the people on the right side, ma ashabul yameen. And who are the people on the right? Fi sidrim mahdood. That they are in a lush garden. Wa talhim mamdood. And that they will have wa talhim mamdood. That they have with them whatever fruits that they wish. وَطَلْحٍ مَمْدُودٍ وَذِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ And they will have shade. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ And their drinks of water in their cups. وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ They will have fruits abundant. لَا مَقْتُوعَ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَ It will never be out of season, and it will never, nothing that they would want would be out of limit. So you know, anywhere you go, there is a limit. The buffet ends. For them, it will never come to an end. وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَ And on couches. إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً And we gave them, their partners, a new kind of creation. Now some even mention this is the wives, your own wives of the dunya. You and your wives will be reconstructed, remade for each other. You will come to find you are completely different for each other. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبَكَارًا You will be, once again, young as if though you never were intimate with anyone. عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا Very, very affectionate and loving to each other. There will just be love and affection and romance between you. لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ This is for the people on the right. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ Many, many of the people of the old will be from them. وَثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ And many, many of the later generations will also be of them. وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ And as for the people on the left, مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ Who are they? فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ That they are going to be in the scorching water and the flames of Jahannam, وَذِلِّمْ مِي يَحْمُومُ And the smoke of Jahannam, لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ It will not make the smoke of Jahannam will not bring any shade to them, rather it will be a hot burning on them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُطْرَفِينَ Before this, they used to be haughty and they used to live in luxury. وَكَانُوا يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْخِنْتِ الْعَظِيمِ And they used to enjoy themselves in the dunya as they wished. وَكَانُوا يَكُولُونَ إِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا إِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ And they said, if we die, are we really going to be resurrected again? Are our bones going to come together and be resurrected? أَوَآبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ And our forefathers? كُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ Allah says, the first of you and the last of you, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّوَ الضَّالُونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ That oh people, those of you who were astray and you disbelieved, لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَكُومٍ You will eat from زَكُومٍ فَمَالِئُونَ الْبُطُونَ And you will fill your stomachs with this filthy fruit. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ And you will drink over it boiling water. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ You will drink like thirsty camels. Again, look at the transition. Look at the contrast between Jannah, Jahannam, the different levels of Jannah. And for every time Allah mentions Jahannam, He's mentioning double of Jannah. We know so much more of Jannah than we know of Jahannam. هذا نزلهم يوم الدين نحن خلقناهم فلولا تصدقون أفرأيتم ما تمنون So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the surah and the last few ayahs of surah Waqia, we just mentioned them. فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ So those of you, Allah says to you, those of you who are closest to Allah, فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ Then such a person will have serenity, peace for eternity, and in the complete bliss of Jannah. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينَ And if you are of the people on the right side, وَفَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ Then peace be upon you, the people of the right side. وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ And as for those who belied and disbelieved in Allah and were misguided, فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ Your abode will be boiling water to drink in a burning fire. وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ And indeed, this is and this will be in the flames. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ That this, Allah says, is true. These places are real. This place exists. إِنَّ هَذَا لَوُ الْحَقِّ الْيَكِينَ فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ So praise and glorify Allah. We get back to Jannah and we're going to conclude now, inshallah. So Allah says in the Quran that the people of Jannah, مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ That those who believe in Allah and they will have لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ Allah says, O people of Jannah, you are going to have whatever your heart desires. You will have whatever you want. There will be eternal bliss and I have something extra for you. I have something more special than that. Allah says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا For the people who lived a good life, الْحُسْنَى They will have, الْحُسْنَى is the name, الْحُسْنَى is the name of Jannah. For you, you will get حُسْنَى وَزِيَادَ And you will get the thing on top of Jannah. So what can be higher than Jannah? What can be better than Jannah? And we all know what this is. This is when on Fridays, the last person, the highest people of Jannah and the lowest people of Jannah The one who entered, the Nabi ﷺ who entered first and that man who entered last, every single person will gather to the center point of Jannah. right beneath the Arsh of Allah. And they will be called, an adhan will be called and says, the appointment with Allah to meet the people of Jannah is ready. And everybody would gather beneath the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this valley, that there would be pavilions of light for the Anbiya and thrones for the Shuhada. And the rest would be on a plane of musk. And nobody, and as the hadith says, nobody would feel that his seat is inferior to anybody else's. Everyone would feel, I have the prime seat. And then all of a sudden, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh would envelop this gathering. And you would hear the voice of Allah saying, As-salamu alaykum, salamun kawlam min rabbir raheem. Salam, a word from a Lord who is very, very merciful and very pleased. He will say, As-salamu alaykum, O people of Jannah. SubhanAllah, Allah is talking to the people of Jannah. And He will ask them, how have you found Jannah? How have you experienced Jannah? Ask of me so I can give you. Let me increase you in goodness. And the people of Jannah will say, We'll say we are contented, Ya Allah. We have whatever our hearts desire. And Allah will say, Shall I ask more of me so that I can keep giving you? And the people of Jannah will have nothing more to ask. And then Allah will say, let me give you that which no eye has seen and no heart has ever experienced, that which no creation has experienced, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that veil of light between Him and His creation. And we get to gaze every Friday directly at the face of Allah. And at that moment, all the pleasures of Jannah will be forgotten to see Allah. And not only that, He will then take each and every person in Jannah and have a private conversation with every single person, subhanAllah. This doesn't even happen with the angels. Every single one of the people of Jannah will speak to Allah directly. And Allah will say, I am pleased with you. Enjoy my Jannah and know that you will live here forever having my pleasure. And that is why We make this the ending of the series is the same, the ayah that you find in Surah Yunus, which you're all familiar with. دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَتَحِيَّةٌ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ. So Allah says, and the only thing the people of Jannah will say, the only salah they will make is Subhanallah, praise, glory be to Allah, وَتَحِيَّةٌ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ. And they'll greet each other with salam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ. And the last dua that they will keep making, أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They will say, Alhamdulillah, they will think, look at where we are. Look at what we have. All praise be to you. Thank you, Ya Allah, for granting us to be here. And so we ask Allah to grant us Jannat al-Firdaus, to be in all the bounties and the goodness of Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that this dunya not mislead us. May Allah grant us a good death. May Allah grant us to have success in the day of Qiyamah. And Allah enter us Jannah with safety and salama. Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much for being with us in the series. I hope it was beneficial. May Allah accept from us. And just a few announcements. We say, Alhamdulillah, our Bilal, our resident Bilal slash, what do we call it? Diver, lifeguard, is now a semi-haji. And we ask Allah to accept your Umrah. And Sister Tibas, who is going on Umrah, we ask Allah, or Hajj, we ask them to have a Hajj Maqbool, Mabroor, and a husband's birthday as well. Make Allah guarantee many, many more years. Ameen. We announce that the Idgah, inshallah, if weather permits, will be Eid Salah, if they see them and they see the moon tomorrow, it will be on Saturday. And I know many people are very attached to their masjids. Alhamdulillah, it's very good. And those who live out of town come specially for the masajid of the Buka. But we'll all be together, as is the Sunnah of Nabi Sallam. Remember, when he did Eid, he left Masjid al-Nabawi. Masjid al-Nabawi, the great Masjid al-Nabawi, he left that so that everybody can attend Eid together. And you not only see your own masjid people, you get to see everybody. And you get to say salamat for everybody, because every single person, alhamdulillah, on the day of Eid, inshallah, is getting the graduation of the reward of Eid. So, inshallah, we hope to see all the people to attend our Eidgah, if Allah allows. Ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khair. Our quiz, quickly. The people of Jannah, their names, the ladies of Jannah. Now, some of you say, I put my wife's name. Alhamdulillah, that's also permissible. If anybody put your own wife's name, then that's fine. But if you didn't, then Khurul Ain obviously is the answer. And so what do we have? Four. How many prizes here?
Five.
Okay. Riyad Uri. Riyad, is he here? You don't want to put down the Riyad Khurul Ain. His wife doesn't know. Amin G. No? No one here, subhanAllah. Shamil Arifdin. Shamil? Okay. Shamil. And Adnan? Again, Adnan, yes. Abdul Qadir Daniels? Abdul Qadir? No, Abdul, come forward. Abdul Qadir? Where's the ladies, subhanAllah? The ladies didn't even answer this question. They didn't want to answer. SubhanAllah, where's sisters? There's really no sisters' names here. They like refuse to answer this question. Okay. Adnan doesn't want the prize. Not allowed to take. Noor Desai. Noor? Okay, we're just going to do numbers. Choose random numbers.
26?
Okay, there's two prizes. Okay, choose another.
And
17.
17.
Who's 17? 17. 17. No, you must. There's not a lotto. Okay, 19. 19 upstairs. Oh, alhamdulillah. And upstairs, alhamdulillah. So, JazakAllah khair, we thank you again for the quiz. This is just for to keep the attention. I know it's tiring during the month of Ramadan. So, inshallah, just to be part of it. And then we need to thank special people that were part of the program. And we call our chairman, Uncle Saeed Solomons, to please thank the special team that made Ramadan what it is, alhamdulillah. Okay. This one.
Is that better?
No, not just for the stream.
Oh, for the stream?
Yeah.
Are we streaming this as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
right,
YouTube. On YouTube.
Yeah, open that. Put this thing aside here.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Oh. Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is time to say, almost time to say goodbye to Ramadan. And it is always sad when we come to this moment, but we've had an intense month. And I want to say shukr to all of you for sharing it with us, being with us through these many, many days and weeks. Alhamdulillah. But behind the scenes, there are always many people that make it happen. And now is the time for us to show our appreciation to those that we not normally see do things or just ease the way for us to be able to make Ramadan a very special time for us in this masjid. So to start off with, first of all, our renowned leader and Sheikh Muhammad West. Sheikh, shukran. Inshallah. Sheikh, there you go. Okay. And then Imam Majdi. Shukran. And then Hamim Khan. Hamim, of course, the inspiration for all our young Khufat, for our young Bilals and Khufat. And I need to say, Hamim is one of those that are also a little bit in the background, but you see the result of his products, you know, in the Bilals and everybody else around, alhamdulillah. Great work that's being done by Hamim. And of course, Fuad Peters, alongside with Hamim in that particular program. And Ibrahim Abrams. Here we are. Abdul Aziz White. Riyad Peters. Always a pleasure to hear. Adnan. Always a pleasure to see you. Okay. Shaheem Davids. Shaheem. MashaAllah. There you go. Look. Rushdin Arifdin. One second.
Is it? Maqbool, inshallah.
Yusri Williams. Yusri, shukra. Raik Khan. With a melodious voice, alhamdulillah. Rayan Salih. Muhammad Salih Salih. Well done to you, mashallah, indeed. Michelle van Yeden. Zakaria Adams. MashaAllah, Zakaria. Hold on. Okay. Mikhail Adams. Here you are. Hanif Sali. Hanif Sali. You know about this man tonight, I watched him. He came late and he was in the third saf. And somehow he managed to get here, you know. Buddha Yusuf Jua. Is he here? No, he must come, please. He must come. This man, yeah, without him, many things won't work properly. So, you know, he needs to be seen and he needs to be thanked. So, you know. Okay. And then Maimoon Basir. Not only an accomplished barista, but an energetic one as well, alhamdulillah. There we go. You know, as you can see, there's a lot of young people involved, but we've seen not only in the Bilals, but we've also seen it in the Khufas. And that is such a good stat for, not only for Burhanul Islam, but also for the community at large. And Burhanul here encourage and grow those individuals. So, once again, Jazakallah khair, shukran for your attendance and support here over this last couple of weeks. And we wish all of you a joyous Eid in Mubarak, inshallah. And not only for you, but for your families as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.